Is human trafficking becoming the new slavery? 40.3 million kids, teens, and adults don't live normal lives. Kids can't play with their toys and have fun. Teens can't hang out with their friends and go on social media. Adults don't get to work normal hours. Why not? Because these normal people are enslaved. Traffickers have taken them and put them to work, whether it's labor, work, sex, debt, bondage, etc. Therefore, human trafficking is becoming the new slavery. Most traffickers do not care what their victims go through, no matter what age. Remember when you were turning older and had an awesome birthday party? Your family, friends, and maybe even your neighbors would come and celebrate. Victims don't get to experience that. Traffickers only want the work to be done or to be pleased. An expert on the site, EBSCO, says criminals see a person as a renewable asset that can be resold time and time again. So no matter what trauma you are going through, they only care about themselves. And it could be going on for a long amount of time. Victims spend an average of 20 months in forced labor, says humansrightsfirst.org. Kids that are victims may never learn how to ride a bike or even make friends. And teens may never even see social media. Can you imagine living life without friends or even a phone? Once they are done with you, they ship you on to the next person. And the stuff they can do can go on in many different forms. Like 7.5 million, 47% forced labor victims work in construction, manufacturing, mining, or hospitality. 38 million, 24% forced labor victims are domestic workers. 1.7 million forced labor workers work in agriculture. So, how many people is that, you may be asking? The International Labor Organization estimates there are 40.3 million victims of human trafficking globally. There is about 7 billion people in this world. That's a whole chunk. They are found across the world. The places with the most human trafficking is in India. India has 14 million victims. That is a sickening amount. China is in second with 3.2 million, and Pakistan in third with 2.1 million. Globally, slaves sell for about $90 each. You can't put a price on human life. The profit is about $32 billion each year. Imagine never celebrating your birthday, or having a friend's shoulder to cry on, or even never even relaxing. Only getting 4 to 12 hours of sleep every night. Be grateful that you have parents to go home to, that you don't need to work 12 to 20 hour shifts each day until you get older and need a job, that you can relax and get on your phone and text your mom and dad and friends. Human trafficking is taking over the world, and it needs to stop. We need to find a solution so kids, teens, adults can have their lives back. Human trafficking is becoming slavery.